A deafening crackle erupted at the far end of the Falcon's flight deck outrigger. Leia jerked her head around and saw the blinding white flash of a thermal detonator explosion. She raised a hand, half shielding her eyes, then stood staring in shock, heart breaking as the ball contracted on itself and vanished, leaving only the truncated end of an access corridor to mark the last place she had seen Han, on the flight deck of his Millennium Falcon.
Grandpa!
Alana's voice grew shrill.
Grandpa!
Alana turned to rush up the boarding ramp, jolting Leia out of her own shock, reminding her that even if the worst had happened, Alana still needed her. Leia whirled and lunged, catching the girl by a shoulder.
Stop! Think!
Leia had to squeeze hard to keep Alana from breaking free.
We're fighting for our lives here. What would your grandfather tell you to do?
Alana stopped struggling, and her eyes grew strong.
Figure the game.
That's right.
Leia glanced toward the back of the loading bay, where two dark-cloaked Sith were stepping through the open hatch.
Assess, then act. And retreating into a disabled vessel
is dumb,
Alana finished. She spun around and started back down the boarding ramp.
Barf, we're in big
trouble,
Basil finished. His lightsaber was already crackling to life.
I know.
The first blaster fire erupted from the tunnel mouth, and Basil started to bat energy bolts back toward the Sith. Leia hesitated a heartbeat, torn between protecting Alana and retreating to check on Han. Then she ignited her own blade and raced to defend her granddaughter. Alana was already darting into position behind Basil, using his pivoting bulk as a shield while she reached for a huge blaster pistol strapped to his thigh. Before Leia could yell at her to stop, the Ramoan froze, and Alana pulled the weapon from its holster.
Got it?
Basil asked.
Got it!
Alana dropped to a knee behind Basil's huge leg and shouldered the weapon. She opened fire, loosing bolts so rapidly they seemed to flow out in a steady stream. The closest Sith swung his lightsaber low to defend his ankle, brought it high to protect his head, then pivoted away and swept it low again to deflect a knee shot. The fourth bolt caught him in the ear, and Leia felt the Force shudder with the shock and confusion of a little girl who had just killed a man. Leia took a position to Alana's left and started to send energy bolts flying back toward the Sith. She was not surprised that Alana and Basil had rehearsed a few maneuvers, or even that someone, no doubt Taryn Zell, had taught her granddaughter to shoot so well. But that didn't mean Alana was prepared for the guilt and fear and relief that came of killing a person at close range. Alana didn't freeze. She just switched to the next Sith and put him down as quickly as the first. Leia felt a pang of sorrow in the Force, but also determination, and even a little anger. Alana understood their situation. She knew what to do. Leia just wished she knew what to do. The Sith were slipping from the tunnel in two-person teams and working their way along the walls, trying to flank the little girl and her protectors before attacking. Running for cover would only trigger a charge, and trying to hole up aboard the Falcon would be suicide. An imperious Kashyyyk female emerged from the tunnel alone. Alana opened fire on her, but the lavender-skinned woman sent the bolt streaking back so accurately that Leia had to step in to help defend her granddaughter from her own fire. Even then, two bolts slipped past in 2 seconds, and Alana wisely stopped firing and rolled behind Basil's massive leg.